Hey, hi there. Welcome to the Digital India Podcast. I'm Mohammed Ujale, your host, and today we have an extraordinary episode lineup for you. We are diving deep into the digital revolution shaping our nation, and we are incredibly honored to have a very special guest with us today, Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh, the Governor of Uttarakhand. With a distinguished military career and a visionary approach to governance, he has been playing a very important role in transforming Uttarakhand into a state at the forefront of digital transformation. In today's conversation, we'll explore how technology and innovation are impacting governance, the digital initiative driving changes in Uttarakhand, and the broader impact of Digital India in empowering citizens across the country. We'll also focus on the Prime Minister's vision of India becoming a developed nation by 2047 and as to what role a state like Uttarakhand can play into it. So sit back, relax, and get ready for an inspiring discussion that is sure to ignite your curiosity about the future of India in the digital stage. So let's get started. First of all, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to interview you. Let me begin by asking you, when you assumed the office of governorship way back in 2021, and you came with a background of army, a very decorated service, and it been almost around 3 years now. So how has been your experience so far? Because this state is a bit unique in terms of its territory, in terms of the energy, the resiliency that we actually see into the people. So if you could share something about that, how has been your journey so far?
Thank you so much for this beautiful question, firstly, because when the question starts from that start point, it's always very emotional. 15 September 2021 is the day I took oath. And while taking this oath, there were something like a Trishul of Shivji, which told me three most cardinal aspects, important aspects. First is upholding the constitution. Secondly, democracy, how to embed it further, iski pranali ko aur kaise sudhrad karna hai. And third point was the dignity of the office of governor. So these are the three, I would call it a red line, or the direction, or the mark, which was the start point for me. And like you said, my background is of being an army man. Nearly 40 years of service as an infantryman in the army. And I've been very fortunate that my key focus was on the China topic. And I would like to thank Almighty that he gave me chance to participate in 8 counter-terrorism tenure. So 8 tenures of counter-terrorism really taught deep aspect of nation first. And I would, every day being in the army, you get trained for the next day. And very deeply, I would like to dedicate all my learnings to my soldiers, because Indian soldier is the best in the entire world. So with that type of a background, I had come. And in the interim between retirement and assuming constitutional office, 5 years I was with the media. It was a great learning for me. And on the media, I focus on the defense and the security topic. So that gave me a very good perspective of the entire national perspective on security, defense. And this time, I also engaged myself in the aspect of artificial intelligence, because I personally feel the current moment is the moment of transformation and modernization. Right. And that's why artificial intelligence and technology are going to play a big role. So with this background, I stepped on to my responsibilities, right, my task, right, my role as governor. And when I came, first 3 months, I spent on doing research that what should be my mission. And coming to Uttarakhand was not the first time for me. From 1996 to 1999, I commanded my unit in Banbasa.
Right.
Before the foundation of the state. And that was a great moment where I visited all the places of Uttarakhand. So I had a background of being in Uttarakhand. And first 3 months, I related to the realities on the ground and then made my mission. And I always believe that mission should be not more than 5.
Right.
Because that's what you can hold in one hand, which you can really put it as part of your personality. So these 5 missions, very briefly, they concern the first of the reverse migration. Second was of natural and organic farming and local products, which is the strength of Uttarakhand. Thirdly, I'm a great believer of woman empowerment and girl child welfare. And I find a very big potential in Uttarakhand. And fourth was technology. And in that, especially artificial intelligence. And fifth, I thought that this is a land of divinity. This is a land of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel the vibrations of divinity and spirituality. And it has been the fountainhead of that aspect for thousands of years. So I thought that it's all that we got to collectively think. What can be the center of gravity, game changer and turning point, which can change the whole perspective on the issue of development, economy, infrastructure. So at times one feels that it is important to understand what can be the turning point.
Absolutely.
Or the center of gravity, or the game changer. I think there are many, but we got to focus on.
So you rightly mentioned about the development part, and what we see that there is a bigger focus of Viksit Bharat by 2047. And accordingly, there are state government, there are different government organizations, they are putting efforts. When we look at the Uttarakhand, there are some unique proposition for this state, which is like it has huge natural resources, it has human resources, which is in right direction. So if I have to ask you something, what kind of contribution Uttarakhand should be making in the Viksit Bharat campaign and or the vision of the Prime Minister? How would you put that?
Once again, I'd like to thank you that your question is so precise. It's mission-oriented, it's aim-oriented. And you asked me for Viksit Bharat 2047. I must share with you, it was 5th November 2021 and location was Kedarnath Ji. Honorable Prime Minister, he said, third decade of 21st century belongs to Uttarakhand. And that precise moment, I was sitting with him. And to me, the statement of his was like a divine blessing. And also we have realized and are each one of us realized that 21st century belongs to India. So these two aspects that the coming time, 21st century, third decade, and this can only be achieved if we focus correctly on our right priorities. We have the, I would say, one of the best human resources available with us. What is unique about Uttarakhand from that point of view is that we, hamari jo dharohar hai, jade hai, jo hamari culture hai, sanskriti hai, uska bahut bada bhandar hai. And on the other side, what the world is witnessing is a beautiful opportunity of technology,
right?
Artificial intelligence, digitization.
Mm-hmm.
Going towards the space, cyber. And I somewhere feel that both these points can meet in Uttarakhand or in India as
right.
such.
Right.
And if I really look at the human resource of Uttarakhand, I find there are four contents in every Uttarakhandi. This is what I've felt for myself in 3 years. One is that divinity and spirituality is inherent in
Absolutely.
Them. Secondly, they have a credibility and dependability, which comes from the way for years they've been doing hard work.
Right.
And I'm very impressed with two more components of our family of Uttarakhand. Right. First is the woman and second is the girl child.
Right.
Let me share with you, from that Vikas point of view, to integrate the woman into the entire development, entire game of development, Vikas and economy, we started self-help groups. When I came initially, I went to all 13 districts and my priority was to interact with the women of the self-help group to see their potential. Today, when after 3 years I go, each one of them whom I met in the first year, they have triplicated their income. Only thing I felt as a leadership, we got to support them in packing, branding, digitization, connecting them to the world, consumerism. And another aspect, the magic, that how can the local be connected to global? I'm exceedingly happy that Maniya Pradhan Mantri jab aaye the, unhone mana ke andar mein kaha ki every tourist who come out here must buy the local products, 5% of his expenditure.
Absolutely.
5% may look little, but our excellence lies in that local product, kyunki usko itni shraddha se banate hain, which is absolutely exclusive. To me, I feel human resource, the way we are adapted to our technology.
Right.
Then, uske baad mein humne kuch ek कार्य किए हैं. दिस कैन नॉट बी इन थिन एयर, कैन नॉट बी सपोर्टेड बाय रेटोरिक. वी हैड कंडक्टेड 3 मीटिंग्स ऑफ G20. दैट इज द फर्स्ट टाइम वी हैड पुट आवरसेल्फ ऑन द ग्लोबल प्लेन. एंड बिलीव यू मी, दोस 3 मीटिंग्स ऑफ G20 taught us how to project yourself to the global platform. And each one of the guests who had come, they had gone back taking a big packet of what the Uttarakhand is all about.
Right.
That gave us the confidence of contributing in the global dynamics.
Absolutely.
After that, we conducted the Global Investor Summit in 2023. You know, initially, very humbly, we had planned that we should target MOU for 1.5 lakh crore or 2 lakh crore. But the excitement of the entire world to invest in Uttarakhand was phenomenal. We ended up with 3.5 lakh crore being MOUs which were signed. And out of that, about 90,000 crore have already been grounded. They were actually affected on the ground. Two more events we did. One was the World Congress on Disaster Management. And second was the World Congress on Ayurveda and Arogya. So these two events has given us a confidence that how can we integrate ourselves with the economy, with the development, with the trade, with manufacturing out here. The response has been so good. And I personally feel, like what you said, 2047, I think
the state will be contributing a lot.
I'm definite about it, the way we have taken the path. And not only this, to make our clarity, to make our planning parameter correct. We had 30 new policies which can help us for infrastructure development and investment has been done.
Now, I'll focus to the very important thing that you mentioned is the youth of the Uttarakhand and the resources that we have. Despite all those positive aspects that education system is growing, the government support is growing, you have the policy and everything in place. Despite that, we see a trend wherein the young people are more inclined toward the metro one cities, especially Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad. And there are reasons for that. Absolutely, they go for a lifestyle, they go for higher salary and all. What we can do here in order to stop that migration, I have a reverse migration where people start coming to our own place.
मैं आपको धन्यवाद करना चाहता हूँ, आपने मेरे दिल की बात, आत्मा की बात कही है. मेरी सबसे बड़ी प्रायोरिटी है रिवर्स माइग्रेशन. कभी कभी ऐसा लगता है कि जो हमारे आउट ऑफ 13 डिस्ट्रिक्ट 9 डिस्ट्रिक्ट आगे में है, पहाड़ है, दुर्गम इलाका है, डिफिकल्ट इलाका है, उसमें किस प्रकार से रिवर्स माइग्रेशन को इम्प्लीमेंट किया जाए. सबसे पहले तो मैं ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि एक बिल्कुल जादू की तरह बात हुई है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने माना के अंदर में माना को फर्स्ट विलेज का, प्रथम विलेज का. अदरवाइज आवर कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ फॉरवर्ड एरियाज हैज बीन दिस इज द लास्ट विलेज ऑफ आवर नेशन. बट दैट कॉन्सेप्ट हैज चेंज्ड द होल पर्सपेक्टिव. बेस्ड ऑन दैट, ओवरऑल इन इंडिया, इन द स्टेट, हिमालयन स्टेट, 2751 विलेजेस आर देयर,
राइट,
व्हिच हैज बीन आइडेंटिफाइड. एंड इन उत्तराखंड देयर आर 57 व्हिच हैज बीन आइडेंटिफाइड फॉर वाइब्रेंट विलेज स्कीम. And out of 51, 22 I have already visited. I'm an army man. Most of my service has been in China border or in the mountains. So I love to go to forward area, mountains. That really thrills me. So I think this change of vibrant village has changed the whole concept of development in the border area. I personally feel we have to focus onto our border areas to make our defense security more stronger. I'd like to quote only two villages out of those where I visited. One is Gunji. This is in Pithoragarh district. First time I visited and the third time when I visited, third year I visited, I find the entire environment has changed. Our mobile towers have come up. Our roads have been, blacktop roads have come up. People are so excited that they've made so many homestays out. They've taken soft loan and they have bought vehicles to get into the tourism perspective. And there's the excitement in everybody. And apart from that, Prime Minister himself visited Om Parvat and Adi Kailash. So that has added more enthusiasm into the entire perspective. I've seen the whole place becoming vibrant. Now, another one, Harsil. This is in Uttarkashi area. And it was such a pleasure going there. Firstly, there are some villages which were deserted in 60s. And the whole thing is being revived into homestay. एंड आई फाइंड सच ए लार्ज नंबर ऑफ टूरिस्ट कमिंग आउट हियर. मेरे को ऐसा लगता है कि हमारे जो पहाड़ के अंदर में एक स्पिरिचुअल टूरिज्म है, एक एडवेंचर टूरिज्म है, एक माउंटेन टूरिज्म है, हिमालयन टूरिज्म है, क्योंकि आफ्टर कोविड एवरीबॉडी हैज रियलाइज्ड अ न्यू बॉर्न लव फॉर डिविनिटी एंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी इज देयर. सो वी फाइंड द नंबर ऑफ टूरिस्ट व्हिच आर कमिंग इज आल्सो वेरी हाई इन द प्रेजेंट टाइम. सो देयर इज अ विजिबल वाइब्रेंसी व्हिच यू फाइंड इन द फॉरवर्ड एज. और मेरे को ऐसा लगता है जैसे इन इलाका के अंदर में वाइब्रेंट विलेजेस पॉवर्ड इलाका के अंदर में आएंगे. आई वॉन्ट टू शेयर सम वेरी टचिंग एस्पेक्ट विद यू. अबाउट 1.5 month back, I was fortunate I met Honorable Prime Minister. So मैंने उनको एक बहुत request किया. मैंने उनको कहा कि हमारे कुछ एक ghost village हैं.
Right.
Ghost village means the people are desert. मतलब they have come out of that because of this thing. So I requested him कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी क्या आप इस ghost village को ghost का spelling में G को हटाकर इसको host village बना सकते हैं.
जी.
वहां पर मॉडर्न टूरिज्म की फैसिलिटी, वहां हेलीपैड, वहां सड़कें, वहां मॉडर्न टूरिज्म रिक्वायरमेंट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, इफ यू क्रिएटेड देन वी विल गेट द टूरिस्ट राइट फ्रॉम अब्रॉड, बिकॉज एवरीबॉडी इज लुकिंग फॉर दैट डिविनिटी स्पिरिचुअलिटी माउंटेन्स एंड दैट थ्रिल ऑफ बीइंग देयर.
एंड
आई एम वेरी हैप्पी दैट दीस थिंग्स आर कमिंग अप एट द मोमेंट. एट टाइम्स टू शेयर विद यू, व्हेनेवर आई गो टू औली आई फील दैट दिस कैन बी इवन बेटर देन डावोस. And we have a tremendous scope.
Right.
And I'm very happy that the leadership here, our chief minister, our central leadership,
right,
they're always positive and dynamic to help us out.
Right.
So I'm looking at a total transformation of this.
Right.
And let me also share, during COVID time, what happened, a lot of youth which were caught up in various areas in the world and in India, they came back to their villages because everybody was going back to their roots at that moment. Many of them did a spectacular job. They realized for themselves that the productivity out here. Only thing is that you have to love your place. You have to love your own skill.
Right.
And most important is how to identify your own self-worth. So I met some of them who went into like honey business.
Right.
Some of them did a wonder in the kiwis.
Kiwis, right.
I met some more people who did wonder in the mushroom.
Right.
Let me tell you, sometime it is very thrilling. I met a young lady in Pauri, and she said so proudly, she told me, "Main nau nam tarike ki pahadi namak banati hoon, aur mera namak America mein aur England mein bikta hai." When a person in the rural areas gives out a statement like this, then you start saying that all that we got to do is make an ecosystem available to them, make the transportation, supply chain, logistic chain, connectivity. And that process is going on. I'm seeing a different perspective coming up.
Adding to that is also one part which applies both to the Punjab and Uttarakhand. And we are focusing on the youth part. But we have seen a challenge also of intoxication and drugs challenge and all. How do we address? Because ultimately, the younger population has to be healthy. They has to have a good habit, possibly a good food, and then it becomes a healthy and then developed nation. Ultimately, all these things are related all together. So if you could share something around that.
To be very honest, we have to steer into this challenge.
Right.
We cannot shy away from the challenge of this aspect of tobacco, drinking, drugs, because this will have a major effect on our youth.
Right.
I've served in Northeast. I've seen this firsthand. The challenge of drugs served in Kashmir, and especially with the terrorism-related aspect, I've seen the effect of drug on the society. And to be honest, when I look it from the perspective of Uttarakhand, I think this is one of the biggest challenges. We have so many options. Like at times, one feels that why do youngsters go for drugs? Firstly, it is availability of drugs. There are two challenges. One, that rough drug which comes from the mountains, which is grown in the mountain in the form of hemp.
Right.
And second is the sophisticated drug which comes from the plain. They both come into this area. And another big challenge is we are the tourist hub. Our own population is about 1 crore plus, but every year we get about 5 crore of tourists.
Right.
And anybody who comes for tourism comes with the idea that I'm going to enjoy.
Right.
And when the enjoy word comes, then smoking, tobacco,
right,
okay, drinks and drug also come along with it. We have identified this challenge, and I must share with you, I myself have got big realization in this. Earlier, we were trying to focus on the youth per se.
Right.
Then we thought it may be phenomena which is around the colleges and that time. Then I realized that we got to focus on the schools also.
Right, absolutely.
Then I was amazed that I met a child who is about 8-9 years old and he's come out of this drug aspect of it. So this challenge is right from children and the youth. So therefore, it needs a very concerted, comprehensive campaign. We all have got to get involved into it. I think it is related to education. I'm a soldier.
Right.
I think it's a warfare. It's a campaign that we got to implement. Until unless all of us are ruthlessly on this, because this dragon of drugs is really growing very fast. And mereko aisa lagta hai ki pure samaj ko. And let me tell you, my experience is biggest pain is in the mind and the soul of our mothers. When a mother faces a challenge where the child has been affected by this drug, her pain is immense. I must share, main Tehri gaya tha, toh wahan pe I was talking to the woman of Tehri. To one young lady, she was so furious on this point.
Right.
I could see her anger against the drugs.
Right.
So I personally feel that entire leadership, entire society, every mother, we have to come together on this.
Now, coming back to Uttarakhand, and since you are an army person, and we see the forward blocks as a strategic locations for our sovereignty and security of our sovereign nation. And in that 2047 goal of a developed nation, your capabilities to defend yourself also becomes very important. In that context, Uttarakhand also has a very strategic position in our defense strategy. So how do you look now, not as an army officer, but as a governor in an administrative position? What value and what strategic input Uttarakhand bring in order to make our defense capability more powerful, more aligned with our economic goals?
Very beautiful question. And I've lived with this question throughout my life. But very beautifully you said, from Uttarakhand's perspective.
Right.
Uttarakhand, we have two international borders with us. One with China,
right,
with Tibet, China, and one with Nepal. And like I told you, first point that we discussed was reverse migration. So it is important for us to focus on our borders. It is important for us to ensure that our border guarding, border management and security perspective come up. The biggest change which has taken place in our nation after Dipsang, Doklam, Galwan is that we have focused on our infrastructure in a very big way. Similarly, our focus on infrastructure here has come up very well, and I feel very happy about it. I must touch you something very touching. When I was a colonel in 2000, I was a director, Military Operation 1.
Right.
I was dealing with the topic China. So every day, those 3.5 years, I was only thinking or planning or strategizing on the aspect of India-China border. So this portion of Uttarakhand used to have special reference for me whenever I used to visualize.
Right.
So I'm connected to this border perspective of Uttarakhand since 2000. Now I find that for me, our national focus on the border area is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Our border management as such has grown a lot. Mm-hmm. Even this vibrant village is also one of the soft method of developing our area. And let me tell you, our op preparedness, our op capability, our border infrastructure has come up very beautifully.
Right.
Yes, you're right that we have to understand the future military warfare.
Right.
We also got to understand that the power of intelligence, power of vigilance, power of surveillance and monitoring. The biggest change which has taken place in the entire defense parameters in the entire world, if you have a closer look at Israel or Ukraine,
right,
and other places where the conflict is, it's the technology which is coming out.
Okay.
I would say the role of drones, the role of robotics, role of surveillance, satellite communication, cyber, information warfare,
right,
EW warfare, all this we got to give a shape. And I think we are doing excellent from that perspective. But in Army, I learned one aspect of which is very deep in me, that we have always got to be in the pursuit of excellence.
Absolutely.
You got to prepare for the challenges which are coming ahead.
Right.
From that point of view, I would say that very good. It's very satisfactory. But at the same time, our preparedness and enhancing the operational capability and the capacity is a continuous process that we go to working.
Absolutely. So that brings one more question about the Army. Along with the Devbhoomi, it is also a place where a lot of ex-Army person, the people from the services stay over here. And they might face at times many challenges around pension, their health insurance scheme, other schemes. After the life of Army as a placement in different areas. So how do you look at it, especially in this region, from those ex-serviceman development perspective?
Uttarakhand has been known for service to the nation. We have the maximum participation in the security organization and apparatus. 17.58 portion of Indian Armed Forces are from Uttarakhand. We got almost about 4 lakh veterans who are here. I'll tell you the beauty. Every home has got a security person there. And if you include everybody who puts in a topi, belt, and security in the heart, the number is very huge. Okay. There's not a single home in which you don't have a veteran or a serving soldier. So veteran and the serving soldier are our biggest strength. Let me also highlight to you the first Paramveer Chakra, Major Somnath Sharma, was the one who was trained in RMC, which is in Dehradun.
Right.
Mahavir Chakra 62 is also from Uttarakhand, from Gadwal, 4 Gadwal Rifle. So our integration, our life always revolve around veterans. Right. Welfare of veteran is our top priority. And I must share something very thrilling with you. When I came, we opened up a grievance cell for all veterans.
Right.
Because all the gallantry winners, all the veteranaries, all the elderly veterans are our priority. So we started the grievance cell. And the beauty in that grievance cell was, we had chosen one person as a grievance officer.
Right.
That individual, ADC and me, we are the only 3 of us who are part of the grievance cell. So we cut out the entire lane and the channel of the entire perspective. We have handled about 3,000 grievances till now. And out of that, about 90% has been resolved. Wow. The beauty is that when we write to anybody, I find every adhikarigan, every official to whom we write in Uttarakhand, he's got somebody in their family from the armed forces.
Right.
And when this comes from governor office, they expedite and ensure the job is done. Let me share a very touching aspect of it. We had a Hawaldar's wife, their family, who had, with a property dealer, there were 12 lakh which was stuck for last 5 years. She came here, we listened to her, just wrote to that property dealer that don't play with the money which has been earned out of blood and sweat by an army man. Within 7 days, he returned the money. Right. There's a serving colonel who also had kahi koi plot liya tha, uska problem tha. And he had similarly 10 lakh put into it. But last 3 years, he was trying. It was didn't come out by his own thing. He came to us. We wrote to that gentleman that don't put a soldier into a difficult situation. And within just 10 days, the money was
returned.
Apart from this, there are many cases like that. Sometimes what happens is that kahi kaam chote-chote karan ke karan fas jate. There was a young girl, some certificate she had to take from one of the university, which is stuck for last 4 or 5 years. Minor bureaucratic problem. She came to us, we just wrote to them, they immediately did. There's so many touching scenarios like that. And I feel you get a tacit pleasure by helping out a soul.
Absolutely.
Because kabhi-kabhi aisa lagta hai, main aapko ek badi touching baat bata raha hoon. When I was a colonel, I was posted in South Block. So one day I went to the JSG, Joint Secretary G. And unke office mein border picture jinne banayi thi, Datta, JP Datta, he was sitting there. So this JP Datta had some grievance or some complaint he had come. And unhone ek sentence bola. Bada It was very interesting. He says, Sahab, main tab tak khansta nahi hu jab tak mere khansi ke saath mein blood nahi aata hai. And a soldier by nature never complained. But when he complains, when he's got a grievance, then all of us, we got to dress up and help him out.
Absolutely.
And I'm very happy that our veterans out there are very enterprising.
Wonderful.
And let me tell you a very beautiful environment that we're living in. Chief Minister's father was with me in the army. He was a junior commanding officer and we had served together. Imagine where Chief Minister's father has served with the governor. My minister is also ex this thing. There are a number of secretaries who are ex or each one of them has got somebody in the thing. So I feel Uttarakhand is one example where for us, the veteran welfare is a priority. And let me close this answer by saying, God has been kind to Uttarakhand from our service and our care of veteran. Just imagine that the National Security Advisor, he's from Uttarakhand. The first CDS, General Bipin Rawat, he was my junior in NDA, same squadron. He was from Uttarakhand. Despite that unfortunate thing, the second CDS was from Uttarakhand. Right. So this shows the contribution of an army man. And therefore, I think it is important for us to keep veteran in the topmost priority in the whole scheme of things, and that way.
Yes. When you became the governor in 2021, and I remember while taking the oath, you delivered a small note, and you emphasize on the role of technology, especially, and you have mentioned as to how the emerging technologies, especially AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning, how they are going to impact various sphere of life, including our defense, our companies. And we do see in today's world as to how the ChatGPT has revolutionized the use of AI for a general purpose. And then there is a lot of use in army, especially in the lethal autonomous weapon system, all those things. So how do you look at this emerging technology like AI and all? What role it is going to play in terms of not only boosting your capabilities, but also boosting the way you are working, the kind of employment you are able to generate?
I'm of this opinion, like I said, I reiterate, 21st century belongs to India. 21st century, Tisra Dashak, Uttarakhand ka hai. Agar humko vikas, economy, or progress karni hai, if we have to achieve our goals of 2047, I think technology will play the most important aspect of it. I'm very happy that God gave me a background where as a Deputy Chief Army Staff, I was responsible for digitization of Indian Armed Forces. Both info, information and technology was under me at that moment. After retirement, I spent about 5 years on AI and robotics with one Hyderabad company. I was their advisor. And after taking over as a governor, I went to Gujarat, to Ahmedabad. Aim was to see this Gati Shakti. To see this bisect where space application is applied. In fact, that motivated me that we have to take technology as a facilitator for our evolvement. After that, in Uttarakhand, Science City has come up. USERP, that is the Science Education and Research Centers, have come up in all districts. So this technology temperament and technology awareness is growing. My best thrill was that we started right in the beginning. We employed one of the topish AI company and made a university affiliation portal by spending about 25 lakh rupees. So the entire thing which used to be done in the filing manually used to be done for affiliation of the colleges and the university, that we changed totally to the AI pattern. And I'm so happy that has given a very visible efficiency to us. I must share with you, I really love artificial intelligence myself. I am of this firm view that the future will belong to AI, metaverse, and quantum computing. If we understand this, then we'll be in pace and coherent frequency with the needs of the development and the future areas. Like we have also seen space and cyber is going to play a very big role in the coming time. Here, I feel very humble sharing with you that there are 15 applications that we have implemented into our functioning of the Rajbhavan. First was that we went in for QR coding of every item in the Rajbhavan. There's not a single, if you look at this table, you'll be able to see that. Can you see that QR coding? Every 100% QR coding, which has given us a very satisfying inventory management and transparency in our store management. Then we have done entire functioning, e-office. My entire office is in this television and my keypad out here in entirety. Then we had big thrills of creating a chatbot, AI chatbot. We call it Maitri, which gives all answers to whatever your requirement as a governor is. We also put in our authentication processes, our encryption, and our security perspective. I must share the thrill that we have made one AI avatar, where whatever script we give it, with my video and audio, it comes out with the thing. If I show it to you, you'll feel very thrilled.
Yes.
Now, the latest thrill that we've got is that we walked into the area of dashboards.
Right.
Like we conduct Char Dham. There are so many agencies which are involved. There is tourism, there's a health department, there is so many. There are about 17 departments. We put all of them on a live dashboard where every moment you come to know that about the aircraft, about the routes, about the each of the mandir that they're visiting. Now, taking a cue and from that success which we had, we're making one for the disaster management. We're making one for the education. Every school, every detail, every college will also be put into the dashboard. Now, to me, next few days, we are going to inaugurate a very touching dashboard. We put all Gurbani and Sikhism perspective into the chatbot. And I myself, when I was in the stage of approval, when I was putting questions, it was answering so beautiful. So I personally feel this thrill of walking into the chatbot creation, thrill of going in for AI-related AI applications, the thrills of changing everything into automation is added efficiency into entire process. Let me close this answer by saying that we had a Swamiji of Vivekananda Mission sitting here in the same seat where you're sitting. So I told him, I said, time has come that every Swami, every saint should have a iTab, Android mobile and AI awareness so that we can combine hamare Ved, hamare Upanishad, hamare jo hamare dhurohar hai, all religious this thing, they should be able to combine with that and integrate. You know what he tells me touchingly? He says, Rajyapal ji, main aap se bilkul sahmat hoon. In fact, ye jo absolute intelligence hai, sab hum ke liye, hum sab ke liye anivarya hai, aur ye aane wale samay mein humko absolute intelligence mein lete aayega. From artificial, it take us to absolute intelligence. Jaise hum baat karte rahe, to dono is natije mein pahunche, ki this artificial intelligence will take us to absolute intelligence, will finally take us into cosmic intelligence. And cosmos mein to Bharat ki jo gyan, vidya, wisdom hai, wo apne aap se wo kar.
Cosmos se ek baat mujhe yaad aayi, especially about you, that cosmos and Brahman seems to be played a very factorial role in your journey. Because from a small village in Punjab, you are now a governor of Uttarakhand. So how has this been? How do you do spirituality?
This is a very touching question which you said. When you talk about the word cosmos, Brahmand. So, aisa lagta hai ki pura Brahmand ka aadesh hai, pure Brahmand ka sanchalan hai. Kyunki Guru Nanak Dev Ji ne bhi apna jo pura Guru Granth Sahib hai, uska pehla word ekam rakha hai. Matlab ki cosmos ki wo shakti ke baare mein kaha. Jaise aapne kaha ki I was born in a very small village in Amritsar. Our village is about 30 kilometers from Golden Temple. In our village, we had soldiers, JCOs, but they're not a single officer. So when I was small, and my father was in the army, my brother was in the Air Force, but we didn't have a single officer. So I, as a small child, only used to, whenever I used to go to Gurdwara Sahib, I used to do my prayer and I used to tell Vaheguru, ki Vaheguru, minnu tusi na, captain banate. Tin full mere de utte la de. This was my constant prayer to Vaheguru. And he led me to the path where I joined Saini School, NDA, IMA. And then later on, I retired as a three-star general. And let me share as an answer to this question. At times, I feel it is all the game of Brahmand.
Absolutely.
When I was commanding my unit in 1996, one day, I'm from Assam Regiment. We have Northeast troops. My Subedar Major was in Naga. So he told me, he says, sir, एक पंडित जी आए हैं, वो सरदार जी है, पगड़ी बांधा है और हरिद्वार से आए हैं, आपको मिलना चाहते हैं. And as a army man, we always got respect for religious teachers. I said, उनको बुलाइए please. So he came. When he came, so we gave him mithai, chai, things like that. So that gentleman told me, that Pandit ji told me, sab, aap ek din lieutenant general banenge.
जी.
So I was very happy as colonel. Imagine colonel being told, ek din aap lieutenant general banenge. I really thanked him. And I told my subedar major, I said, mithai laiye aur 1001 rupaye inko dakshina, guru dakshina denge. To the finish, the thing finished there. Then I told my wife, I said, one Pandit ji had come, he said, ek din aap lieutenant general banenge. These are thrills of life.
Ji.
But as the time evolved, one day I actually became a lieutenant general. I took over 15 corps, Kashmir, BB Kent as a corps commander. So again reminded my wife that you remember one Pandit ji had told that ek din aap lieutenant general banenge. This has come true. But how to send gratitude to him? I don't know. I don't have his contact number. Then after, then I was posted to Delhi as a deputy chief army staff. I was staying in Lodhi estate. One Sunday, we are relaxing and suddenly the sentry comes. He says, sir, aapko ek panditi milne aaya hai, jisne apne colonel time mein bola tha ki aap lieutenant general banenge. Achha, unko bulaiye, I have been waiting for him. He came. And I told my wife, we were both thrilled that the same Panditji has come and we can give gratitude. He told us about becoming a lieutenant general. So we really looked after him. Then he said, main aapko do cheez kehna chahta hu. I had never met him between 96 to 2015. He told me, he says, pehla ki aapko 3 mahine ke andar mein ek bada medal milega. I thought, as a lieutenant general, I was about to retire for the service to the nation. Maybe he is guessed it from that point of view. But second thing he told me was very surprising. He said, aap ek din governor banenge. This is 2015 and I became governor in 2021. And again, we didn't take his number because we thought at that time, I thought he's saying from the good wishes and all his blessing, or I never took. And I have not been able to meet him after that. But kabhi-kabhi aise lagta hai ye. पूरे खेल ब्रह्मांड का है और क्योंकि खेल ब्रह्मांड का है तो मुझे ऐसा लगता है ये जो गवर्नर की अपॉइंटमेंट है मेरे लिए इट्स अ ग्रेट अपॉर्चुनिटी टू डू सेवा कल्याण एंड करम.
राइट.
वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू नो द मीनिंग ऑफ सेवा कल्याण एंड करम बट माय प्रेयर्स टू द कॉस्मोस इज यू गिवन मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड आई वुड लाइक टू डू सेवा कल्याण एंड करम फॉर द नेशन for the state, for the people. To me, Rashtra, Samaj, or Har Bhartiya, Manavta. This is most important.
Right. Honorable Governor, thank you so much for your time and talking to us in a very free and flow manner, sharing your views quite openly about each and everything that we asked. So thank you so much once again for giving us a
vote.
Thank you so much, sir.